That's because we're grown up now. I was going to post shit. I was like, no.
You should have.
You should just have, bro. Witness it. Nah, I got some videos.
Big Lotto.
Big Lotto.
Big Lotto.
She actually wasn't bad, eh?
Yeah, she was fit.
That's not what he meant. Yeah. Did you guys check in for the biggest concert of the year?
What?
Fucking Eminem on Fortnite?
Oh, no.
I like the hat, though.
Beach days.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Where'd you get it?
I want it.
You want it?
Yep.
Nice.
Fucking typical country boy, eh? Win a Ryobi hat.
Yeah, dude. Just drive. Pump one out there on number 9.
Yahoo! Oh, that was a good one.
So for it.
Surely that's like not the top tier prize that you could have won.
No, they had like $100 gift vouchers or $100 cash for nearest to pins.
True zoo.
What'd they have? They had a 1.75 liter bottle of Jack's.
Didn't you win that?
No.
Didn't you send me a picture?
Yeah. No, I took my mate who's club champion or whatever. Like he runs all the shit. So that was one of the prizes he bought for it.
You little cheeky bastard, eh?
You thought I had that.
Yeah.
I wish, dude. There was a long putt contest, which the fucking Jack's bottle was actually for like a raffle. So if people didn't drink, they didn't have to enter the raffle.
Yeah.
But they ended up doing it for the long putt by accident. My mate gets in, he's like, what the fuck, you can't fuck this up. The part's not for the fucking bottle of Jack's. So you just funny. Got the alcoholics there fucking kept putting in $2 for 3 balls, putting at it. It's fucking long putt, dude.
Was it on the practice green?
Yeah. And like the whole way across, pretty much. I nearly made it, dude. I lipped out.
Did anyone see it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bro, everyone saw it. They're like, oh shit.
Mom.
Get that camera. He shot a 93, but he nearly made the bot.
Oh.
At 24 points. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Damn, man.
That's so shit.
Proud of you, bro.
Fuck. Came away with a prize.
Yeah. So Ryobi. Oh, you got a bottle of wine, too?
Bottle of wine, some balls, some teas.
Fuck, I love
not
balls.
Too bad. Yeah. Yeah. Balls are pretty nice.
Balls are cool.
Yeah. I like how they feel.
Golf balls are cool too.
Dude, that's what we were talking about. No?
Mom, get the camera.
Balls. Fuck. Get your head out the gutter.
Sorry.
I'm heating up out here, eh? It's not even that warm.
Mate, I've got the sunspot for the whole summer, I reckon.
Yeah, you do.
That shade cloth band down might be helping you right now.
Nah, the sun's directly there.
Fuck.
It's still in the shade. Like stuff, all right? I'm all right. It's all good. We chilling.
It's alright.
You're not complaining.
Nah, not complaining.
Good. If you were, well, I had to do something.
That was Fitty.
Yeah, bro. That was awesome.
Did he have an opener?
Yeah, Jeremiah.
He's pretty chill.
Yeah, he's right. So good, man.
True.
Like, none of us knew he was the pre, like, because we just didn't look.
Mm.
Didn't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
But the missus and her friend, like, they used to listen to him, like, way, like, all back in high school and that. And I remember a bunch of him songs when he was playing them that I would listen to back then. No idea that it was him making them songs. But, true. Yeah, he was good, man. And 50 Cent came out, and damn, bro. It was so gangster, bro. It was so cool.
Did he levitate?
He didn't levitate, but he did the shirt thing. I'll show you the video.
I knew he'd do the shirt thing.
My mate was in the mosh pit, and he got a pretty good video of it. We seen it from up the top, but no, it wasn't that. Wasn't that good.
You would have been able to see all the strings and whatnot, eh?
Many men.
Dude, but like, from where we were, we couldn't see anything.
Either. Yeah.
He played the Woo by Pop Smoke. Shouted him out. That was pretty dope. Fuck, man. It was... I kind of didn't think it was going to be that good.
Yeah, right.
Just because, I don't know. I just had a, like, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm keen, I'm going.
That's pretty dope.
But for some odd reason, I just had an expectation that it was just not going to be.
It's always good going into those sort of things with no expectation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
is it his last tour?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, right. True.
But dude,
they all say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boost well, it's called sales. The final lap tour.
Yeah.
Unless there's an encore lap.
Why not?
Bro, he did his whole set, like, before the encore was, you know, all the bangers and that. And then after that, like, for the encore, he sort of played all the shit for, like, the fans, not just, like, all the mainstream shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did a fucking freestyle. True. He played so many songs that I had no idea what were, but it was so sick.
Yeah,
it was so good, bro.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. Fuck, what else happened? Yeah, I got smashed. When we sat down, I had 4 CCs before he started. Fuck, I need more drinks. Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was fucking...
Yeah.
He's going to be one of my most listened to for the next year, I reckon.
Yeah, just because
it made me like it more.
Yeah, for sure. Dope. That's good.
I surprisingly didn't see a lot about it on, like, people's stories.
Nor did I.
That's because we're grown up now. I was going to post shit. I was like, no.
You should have.
Yeah. You should have, bro.
Witness it. Nah, I got some videos.
God. That was awesome.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I'll show them later. Bro, fucking the amount of strippers he had on the stage, bro. Unreal.
It's like Big Lotto.
Yeah, I was filming, sitting next to the missus, and I was like zooming in. She was like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
You got caught out.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm giddy from it because it was that, like, just because I didn't expect it to be that good. Like, that's why I'm so surprised from it.
No, yeah. That's good, bro.
Pretty cool, man.
Fuck yeah.
Then we went out. Where do we go? Went and got food somewhere. I think we just got a kebab. Then we went. Have you guys heard of Prince Lane? It's like a rooftop bar.
It's pretty dope. Yeah.
I'd been there when I was younger. I didn't know that it was the place that we were going. Then we just went up, had a few drinks.
Dude.
It's fucking mint.
I have a cool story from Prince Lane.
Dude, tell me.
I was there with the ex-misso, just having a few drinks. There was a little Spotify, like, you could play songs on it. And there was a table full of, like...
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah. And there was a table full of blokes next to me, and they were all picking songs, putting it on. I was like, yeah, I'm going to pick one. Went up, put Mad City on. Then went back. It came on. They're like, oh, fuck, who picked this? Who picked this? I was like, bro, that was me. They're like, oh, bro!
they were frothing, dude.
Bro, that's awesome.
There was some dude that was fucking parched, bro. He was like... Dude, I don't even know what happened. He, like, fell on the floor, and then he got back up, and then the security picked him up, and he was, like, walking around. He was fine, and then he fell back on the floor and was yakking everywhere.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was busted. Like,
how did he not get kicked out?
He did after that, but eventually. They couldn't kick him out when he was fucking corpsed on the floor.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Just drag him out. I mean, they could have.
Fuck.
I mean, I feel like that would happen at, like, Rapture or somewhere.
Those shoes, though.
Yeah.
You know when you say someone's super fucked up? And you're kind of like, that's definitely been me before.
Mm.
And I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. It sucks.
I don't know the last time I would have, like, yacked and shit, like, in a venue. But, like, I feel like if I know I'm getting to the point, I'll just tack yak.
Yeah.
Or something. Which reminds me of the week before I fucking tack yacked in the Beaufort, like, at the top level.
Nice.
Almost over the balcony.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What'd you yak into? A little pot?
It was like we're up the level, and there was a balcony that goes straight down to the dance floor. And then there was on the other side, it was like that thick of just plants and then over the edge to the road. So, yeah.
So, yakking that. I was at a festival one time and I yacked on the back of some chick by accident. Like, into my hands, but like a little bit fucking came out. I was like, oh, fuck.
Did you realise?
No, I gapped it after that. I didn't stick around to see it. I would
just smoke bombed it. Were you with people like that you just fucking left with?
Yeah. And I was like, shit. I didn't even tell them, bro. I just fucking gapped. I was like, shit, dude.
Oh, damn. No wonder you lose people.
Imagine getting yacked on.
Oh, yeah. My condolences.
I don't think I've ever been... Oh, actually, yeah. I've been yacked on.
Yeah.
Not like fully, but you know. you'll be standing with someone that's having a yak and a little bit will get on you.
Mm. I've yacked on too many people to count, eh? Including myself many times.
I don't think I've even yacked on myself before.
True.
Really?
I don't think so.
Shit. Fuck. Bro, there's this video of me in my bed after Australia Day 1 year.
With your eyes open.
I was asleep with my eyes fully open, snoring, with the yak all down my pillow. Oh. Dead ass, bro. My eyes are fully open like that.
It's the most fucked video ever, bro.
That's kind of scary, eh?
Bro, we'll fucking edit it in.
Chuck it in.
It's actually cool.
It's a bit confronting, dude. Like, Instagram would probably have a little sensor on
looks
that
like
before.
It looks like I'm genuinely dead.
Yeah, like...
Because there's all blood down my arm as well from where I, like, cut my arm open or something.
You look fucked up. I'm pretty sure you had, like, a cut on your head, too. Some shit like that.
Yeah, headbutted a pot plant.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I was, like, running at my mate, and he was, like, soberish, and I was, like... Because I had been sick for, like, 2 weeks, so I'd been on cold and flus every day.
True.
And so I just had got absolute smash real quick, because that shit affects you big time.
Yeah.
Didn't really think about it. Yeah, and he reckons I was, like, running at him to tackle him, and he just did, like, a little sidestep, like, so slow, and I've just gone straight into a pot plant. Yeah. No good.
Oh, man.
No good. How's the festival? Spilt milk? I'm sure a bunch of listeners went to spilt milk as well.
It was fun until we fucking lost each other.
Until Will ditched us.
I did not ditch anyone.
I was so angry, eh?
I know you were.
I was so pissed,
so was
bro.
I. Yeah. I saw the message and I said that to the group chat too.
I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So funny.
Because I
read that this morning,
in paradise.
I went to go to the toilet and to get drinks. And I said to these cunts, wait here for me, don't move. I'll be back. Came back and they were nowhere to be seen.
Sheep.
Yeah. Anywhere. Yeah. And what time was that? Like 5:30, 6?
Somewhere.
Oh,
there.
Shit. It was early.
Yeah, it was early.
Yeah.
Like, we hadn't been there for very long.
We'd seen maybe like we're on our second set.
Yeah.
Or something.
True. Third, I think.
Yeah.
Second or third, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so then I pretty much just spent the next 2 hours charging around trying to find these cunts. And there was obviously no reception. But it was with some people did have reception, and then other people, like ourselves, did not.
Yeah, I find myself never with reception. It must just be who I'm with, but like at festivals and shit, like never got reception.
Mine's been okay, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like here and there will come up.
I had run out of data as well.
Yeah, that would
probably do it.
My phone is like slow on data, and then being there, it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
Fucking Optus, eh?
No, I'm with Telstra.
Fucking Telstra, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking Telstra.
But yeah, it was fun, but I was pretty much just by myself the whole time, and then it got to like 9 o'clock, and I was like, I'm just going to go home. And I had to walk for like 3 kilometres before I could get reception to book an Uber.
Where was it?
Showgrounds. Yeah, right. Where the Royal Show is.
That's the worst, like, part about festivals being there, because it's just so far away.
It's a trek to get out of.
Anywhere, like, in the Swan Valley and that, it's fucking not too bad.
Yeah.
It's a lot closer to everything.
Mm.
But
I mean...
Well, for me, at least.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty close to, like, Claremont and shit, so it's not too bad.
Fucking Carlisle.
Bloody, because we were waiting there for Will for, like, ages. I reckon, like, a good 30, 45 minutes. And then we're like, fuck. Should we, like, go look for him?
Mm.
We're like, may as well. Like, he hasn't rocked up.
Mm.
So we went to the tent, like, where we said we would meet. Couldn't find him. Went to, like, the drinks line. Couldn't find him.
I bet you went. You left. He went.
That
you left.
We probably
went.
Walked past each other.
Probably.
Like, so many times.
Yeah.
And then.
That's the worst part about festivals, eh?
Well, it just got so busy. Like, when we rocked up, it was calm as fuck. Like, it wasn't very busy. And then when I left to go to the toilet and get drinks, turned back around to go back to the stage where we were, and it was fucking packed, like, just out of nowhere. Like...
We probably got pushed up.
Yeah,
like,
you might have.
Knowing it.
Yeah. But then, because I went to the spot and I saw people that, like, we were standing with before I left. So I was like, fuck, they've got to be here fucking somewhere.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Who did you say that was good?
Lime Cordial was pretty good.
Big Lotto.
Big Lotto.
Big Lotto.
She actually wasn't bad, eh?
Yeah, she was fit.
That's not what he meant.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah.
Plus 5 points, bro.
I saw Ocean Alley.
Dude, that was good. I've never seen Ocean Alley.
A good life.
I wish I did.
Who were you watching while they were on?
I don't know. I went to that fucking wub step. I think H was in there.
Oh, Chris Lake was in there.
Fuck yeah.
Because your sister was like, fuck, do you want to go there? I was like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Was that good? Was H
good?
Yeah,
it was pretty dope.
Fuck yeah.
Like, we got in there and he was playing. I was like, man, this fucking hype as shit. Yeah. Everyone's going ham.
That's why I love like wub's tented shit, eh?
Yeah.
Because the small parts just goes fucking nuts. Bro.
Fucking sick. Funny. I was there for like, yeah, a while. And then she's like, oh, do you want to get drinks? I was like, yeah, all right, I'll go get them. Wait here. Went and got them. Came back, same thing.
Couldn't oh, real?
Her. Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, when I did that, I was like, bro, you're a fucking retard.
Yeah, bro. That reminds me of the Kendrick concert when I went to get drinks, bro.
No shit.
Oh, fuck, that was...
That would have sucked if he had lost us for the night then, too.
You just can't be doing that, eh? Like, is...
Yeah.
Unless you're with, like, Wemby. Like... Yeah. But when would you be? You know? Yeah,
never.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
But, yeah.
At Listen Out, we had a bloke in like a pink, bright pink shirt. So we were like pretty chilling.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'd make life easy.
He was a big dude too.
So yeah, true.
Yeah. Helped out.
Nice. Pink bring his eyes out?
Yeah. He looked cute as fuck.
Who?
You don't know him.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I just realised what he asked.
Yeah. Damn.
I gave him a secret, eh?
Okay.
He's just one of my little bum buddies.
Is he?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hit him up on the weekends.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
That's actually cute, eh?
Who else did you guys see? Like, how many sets can you see in each? Three?
Four? Fuck. I don't even know, eh? I got pretty drunk.
Yeah. Same.
I reckon, yeah, three or four, five maybe. I don't know.
I don't even know, because when I was looking around, I wasn't really... going to any sets, I was just fucking walking around the whole time trying to find these guys.
If you found each other, that moment would have been...
That would have been so wholesome. It would have been the most amazing moment.
Would have been so wholesome, bro. You guys would have been like... You probably wouldn't have been celebrating. You probably just would have hugged
for
a solid 15 minutes.
Yeah. We would have been like, fuck you.
Yeah, we probably would have been pretty angry at each other.
We would have had one of our little boxy matches.
Yeah, we would.
That's so good. That's awesome.
Bro. But no, it was good until all that.
I didn't realise how pissed I was until I was like I couldn't find his sister and I was like, fuck this, I'm going home. I was like staggering out to the like exit. I couldn't find it either and I was like, fuck bro, where am I? Like, I didn't have any papers so I was pissed off. Went out the front, tried to order an Uber, couldn't get one. I was like asking people for papers, couldn't find anyone. Pretty sure I went up to these chicks asking for papers. And they didn't have them. And then, like, I don't know, I was walking to go find an Uber. And then they were like, we're 15. I was like,
shit.
Fuck, what the fuck?
How'd they get in? Oh, they would have had, like, fakies or something, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. So but
it was over 18, wasn't it?
Surely.
Shit like that always is. The only one that's not over 18 is, like, GDM. And
yeah.
That.
They might have been pulling your leg.
Yeah, probably.
Do you remember what they looked like?
Nah.
I
was probably being a nuisance as well.
They're probably like, we're fucking 15, mate.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were. I was like, fuck, dude, I'm a molester. Like, shit.
Fuck. Damn. Oh, gosh, man. Giddy.
I went the other way after that.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Wait. Don't want to get roped into that.
Yeah.
Respect.
I was keeping my Josh Giddy self away.
Alter ego.
Mm.
Oh, it's fucked.
Did you catch a train back?
Nah, because the train station here is getting fixed up. So there's no trains running to my station.
Mm. Oh, fuck, on that whole line?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's fucked.
They're adding in like overpasses and shit. So the traffic's going to be better.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That whole Armadale line's fucked.
Yeah.
Bro.
Thank imagine God I lost my license last year.
Oh.
Thank God.
Yeah. I would have had to Uber to work every single morning.
Yeah, fuck that. They broke.
Yeah.
Bro, claim it on tax.
Yeah, that's true.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you probably could?
There's not really much.
I'd say why not.
Other choice. Especially if I have to get there early. Yeah. But then I kind of did it to myself.
Yeah, like, that's true. Yeah.
Losing my license.
It's probably a...
it's a part probably of the punishment.
Part of losing your license.
Pretty sure I said that in court too. Because I was like trying to beckon with her to get my license back. I was like, I know like losing your license is the whole point of it. Like that's the punishment and what makes you learn to not do it.
Mm.
Like I feel like I'm smart enough to know that it was dumb and that I shouldn't have done it. She was like, no.
She didn't even budge.
Yeah, she was like, bro. Just straight up. She was like, yeah, no. Look.
What a
like,
dog, bro.
I feel bad, but no.
What a dog, man.
She does not feel bad.
Yeah.
Mate, she doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Did you say there was a dude before you and he was like...
I don't give a fuck.
He was like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Well, no, the dude before me, like, had a fucking 3-page essay written out. Said pretty much all the shit I would have said and more.
He said he actually read it all out?
Yeah. Like, as a fucking speech to her. And she went ham on him.
Really?
Like, yeah. She was like, because he said he had like a fucking 97 ATAR or some shit like that.
Nah, you can't be pulling that shit.
Yeah, she's like, I don't give a fuck what you did in school. Yeah. Like, all this shit.
Mate.
And then I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to say much.
Yeah.
She would have done it the other way around and said he had like a 55 ATAR. And then she'd be like, well, maybe you didn't know.
Yeah. Like,
that's maybe, more maybe reason to know you fucking shouldn't do it. Yeah. Because you're actually you're an smart. Intellect.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
It's not that hard.
No. Yeah, fuck.
No, through
here. I'll say that, though. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Golly.
Oh, man.
Feeling all right, Will?
No, not really, eh?
Bit crook.
Yeah. I did have a very large weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I was drinking from Friday all the way through to fucking Sunday.
With fans of the podcast?
With fans of the podcast.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Pretty darty.
It is pretty darty.
You were drinking with fans?
Yeah.
That's well, it's pretty
just,
cool.
Just mates.
Just mates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just your mates.
That's darty.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
That's what they're called, bro.
Yeah.
They're our mates.
Our mates. But yeah, no, I had a fucking pretty good weekend. Felt weird though, because my missus is still away.
So oh, she's on her cruise, eh?
Yeah, well, yeah. She's in Melbourne now. I think she got to Melbourne on Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember.
Oh, mate, shit.
Sorry. But yeah, she comes back tomorrow. But yeah, it was just my first weekend in fucking probably since being with her that I haven't spent with her.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're like, really? Yeah, let's fucking get probably. Unhinged.
Fuck.
Oh, not unhinged. Like I didn't drink any more than what I usually would have if she was here.
True.
But, just I don't know, it just felt weird.
Just a bit lonely.
Yeah, very lonely. I had no one to go home to.
Basically married, bro.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
I bet seeing that chick necking on with that dude in the line for the bar when we first got there made you feel jealous. I forgot about
that. That was gross, dude.
It was.
And they wouldn't move?
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, wait.
Literally in the middle of the bar line. Like, and it was pretty quiet at this point.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get past
fuck,
them.
They were snogging hard as well.
Wonder how many
didn't I say something? Wasn't I just like, fucking not needed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, did they stop?
Real mature, dude.
Real mature. Bro, you should have just been like, well done, bro.
Maybe he had the biggest smile on his face, bro.
He was pretty happy, wasn't he?
Because he like starts bounding off.
Bro, you got to show love when love's due, man. Like, oh, good for him.
Yeah, I felt a bit lonely at that point.
Same.
I was like, damn. Wish.
Oh, well. Fuck, I forgot about that till now.
That's crazy. Bro, I had an absolute... a rude awakening Sunday morning, man. Like, because we got home maybe at like, fuck, 1:32.
Jeez.
And then woke up at 5:30 in the morning because we were house sitting. And at this house, the fire alarm system is connected to the whole house alarm system.
Mm.
They don't turn the alarm on at all, so like we didn't need to turn it on or anything. So one of the fire alarms started going off, which tripped the whole alarm system, like outside the big fucking meh meh, you know that fucker.
Bro, what time was this?
About 5:30.
So it woke everyone up.
It was only me and Kath,
but
Mrs.
D- did it wake anyone else up in the neighbourhood?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Plus,
well, I mean, I wasn't too worried because it's such a big property.
Mm.
So I was like, I'm waking up, they can wake up.
Mm.
Anyway, fucking, no, I'm only kidding. But, dude.
Tensions.
I've gone to turn the alarm off and then the fire alarm just kept going off. So I had to take the batteries out. And then I took the battery out and then it does the non-battery beep. Like, you know, when I'm like, for fuck's sake,
this is
bro.
So annoying, bro.
And at that time, I just told the missus to go back to bed, like just let me try figure it out. And then I was getting so frustrated, bro.
I was going to say, you would have been grumpy as
imagine.
Fuck.
That would piss me off.
Good bird. That's what I was doing, bro.
Yeah. Good bird. I got it.
Bro, and I was fucking sore around the house, like,
and she like would have been here. Shit, bro, like,
throwing a hissy fit by yourself.
Throw something, make noise, be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, it was a fuck around, man. And I ended up having a shower and then playing Fortnite in the lounge room, listening to this shit, because I couldn't go to bed at that point because I'd been awake long enough and been frustrated enough to be, like, awake.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was fucking terrible. It sucked. It ruined my morning.
Did you end up turning it off?
Yes. I don't know how. I fucking don't know how. I was trying to remember. It just stopped going maybe like 3 hours later.
Fuck yeah. That.
I don't know because I tried to drain the battery because I was fucking Googling all sorts. I like called up the company after hours thing and they were like the robot was like, hi, if you want to connect, it's $300. I was like, fuck no. Hang back up. And that made me more angry because I'm like, how am I going to do this, bro? Yeah,
$300.
Could you have called the people your house sitting for?
I sent them a message. They wouldn't have known anything. They just told me the PIN code for it, which that might have made have fixed it because I didn't know the code. I don't even know, dude. Codes?
No. I was gonna say I wouldn't put it past you to be like, oh, I'll give this a nudge,
and it just goes off again.
Notepad
out. Yeah, yeah,
bro. One of the Google things was like, you should, when you take the battery out, you hold the test button to drain the battery, like to drain the, what's it called, like the backup charge, whatever it's called. So I was holding it and it's like for 15 to 30 seconds, I was like, yeah, all right, hold it for about 8-10 seconds and it sets the whole fucking alarm off again. And it's like, at this point, it's like 7 in the morning. I'm like, fuck, bro. So I did that about 3 times.
Feeling dusty as well. That would not have been fun.
You would not have found me in the club that night. I swear to God.
That's rough, eh?
Oh, that's cramped.
You know when you just have like some mornings and they just suck?
Some mornings,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then once that was done, I played Fortnite. I was happy again.
I always win the morning, bro.
Yeah. Nice.
I love mornings.
I love mornings too.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I've ever had a bad morning.
That's not true.
That can't be true, bro.
No, I don't
know. That is not true. What do you mean?
Bro, I've had mornings here. Nah, shut up.
No, it's a new day, bro. Well, actually, yeah, when you're dusting.
I've had mornings here when I've woken up and you've been ready to wake up to go to work. And I've like woken up and you've gotten up and you're like, nah.
Yeah.
I can't. But I reckon that's probably only happened once or twice. And you were like yakking all morning. That is not winning.
Oh, actually, yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm still pretty happy though. Even if I am dusty, I'm like, and I've got the day off. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, chill out.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's if I have to go to work, I'm like, it's all right.
But that's what I mean. I mean, I was stoked afterwards because I was playing Fortnite. That was a pool. Fucking.
That's all right then.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man.
I just reckon there's always something to look forward to in the day.
There is.
Yeah. All right, Gandalf.
You're right.
Even the smallest thing. Like going to the gym, bro.
Cuddles with your mates.
Hey.
Cuddles.
Yeah.
Cuddles.
Sneaky bum sex with the pink shirt guy from Listen Out.
Betty's listening, eh?
Nah.
Do I know him?
Nah.
Oh.
He's one of my mates.
Oh, mates of a mate.
Yeah.
So he's not just your mate.
Yeah, he's not just my mate, unfortunately.
Well, he probably doesn't listen then.
Hopefully he can soon become one of just my mates.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm lost, eh? I'm so confused right now.
Doing brain twisters, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, I was editing the other episode, and I didn't realize you fuckers said I had a colonoscopy or something. That's why I was fucking late to the episode. I was listening to it, and at the beginning, You guys are talking. No, I won't spoil anything because the listeners haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I haven't.
No, it will come out tomorrow, and then
yeah,
this
true,
will come
of
out
course, yeah.
So you can talk about it, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
This will be last week's.
And you guys are like, damn, man, I've just. Oh, I feel bad for him. Like, I remember having to have a camera up my ass.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
It was well played. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Well played.
We're just having a joke.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was pretty funny.
You guys both actually had a camera up your ass before?
I haven't. Nathan has.
Oh,
I've
you
had
were
a finger
just pretending.
In my ass.
Oh, you've had a finger.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Right. I've had both.
Nice.
Sexually and non-sexually.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I was often. Thinking sexually.
Yeah.
Well, you were right.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Shit's getting gay.
Yeah, fuck. It got gay really quick.
Shit.
Dude,
what's I'm thinking not gay. About? Yeah, you are.
Nah, you got to be a little bit gay to go to the gym, I reckon.
It's true.
You're looking at other dudes' body. Well, like you look at... No.
Pause.
Like you see a dude in the gym and they're like pretty jacked. You're like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you're like, nice dude.
Yeah.
It's true.
Unless they're a dick, then you're like, fuck you.
Yeah, but you don't go...
I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Give them a pat on the bum.
Depends, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be lifting like...
Good lift, dude.
They'll be lifting like 20 kilos, just like warming up. And be like, fuck, do you need a spot?
Do you need a spot?
Do you need a spot, bro?
I'll looks be heavy. Honored.
I can put my crotch in your face if you really want me to.
That's such an alpha move, spotting your mate on bench press and just resting your nuts on his forehead.
Yeah, it's happened to me before.
In a packed gym as well.
It sucks.
Nah, that's good.
I feel like it sucks for the person with their balls on their head. Like, the person actually doing the weights, it's alright, because that's awesome. If it's the other way around, you're missing out.
It's
a good time.
It's a confidence booster, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
It didn't boost my confidence too
it's
much.
It's like pre-workout, you sniff, you're like, fuck!
You did make me get it up.
Whoa.
Oh, shit, that's pause. A big pause.
Pause.
No, like, because I was down here, fucking puts his nut sack on my forehead. I'm like, shit! Fucking push it up, dude.
Fuck, shit, bitch. Young Shaq West. Yeah, I'm getting really rich.
Dude, I bumped
I
a Shaq new
West
Shaq
was
West
there
song.
Last night, eh?
Yeah, that would have been sick.
That would have gone off.
Yeah, I found a new Shaq West song that good. I haven't heard before.
What's it called?
Live Shaq West.
Live Shaq West, die just, Shaq West.
Yeah, yeah.
Just names all his songs something Shaq West.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome.
Live Shaq West, so I'm dying Shaq West.
It's a banger.
It's so sick,
it's
bro.
Probably the banger.
It is the banger. Who was playing Fane?
For sure.
Was it DJ Lado's? Yeah. DJ Lado. Was it Lado's DJ?
Yeah.
He played Fane?
Yeah.
Went off, oh.
Yeah. It didn't actually go off as much as it did at JID.
True.
Like at JID, bro, it literally made a mosh pit.
What did JID do, Fane? Oh, that was the pre.
It was before, yeah.
I feel like
the
that's
guy,
like
the guy told everyone to make a mosh when it came
and
on.
And no one did.
No one did it.
I was kind of keen for a mosh too.
Same.
Wait, what do you mean mosh? Was it not already a mosh?
No, like a mosh like, circle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Like mosh a run it straight me. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Bro, dude, I was doing that at Redvale.
Oh, real?
Just running into Kante.
Were you sober?
I was stoned as fuck.
You're probably like... I'd be scared doing that at that point.
No,
unless
I was
chill, pissed.
Bro. No, I was chilling. Sounds at JID, I did it a little bit too.
You fucked up
I
at JID.
I was so drunk.
Yeah, I remember you calling it. Like, I was with the missus in bed. And you like, rung me a few times, but... And I rung you back. And you just looked so happy.
Like, you FaceTimed me. And you're like, fuck, I can't hear you, dude. I'm going to have to hang up. He's like, why are you even calling me, cunt?
Yeah.
I wanted to no show shit, you, yeah. You probably can't hear him.
Like, yeah,
no
exactly.
That's awesome.
Oh, that
what new, like, what festivals and gigs and shit's coming up? Because I've got the bug now, eh?
Yeah.
Like, you go to one and you're like, fuck yeah.
Oh, I don't know. After last night, I'm kind of like, oh.
I did say I'm often, but...
But to I'm be fair, I feel like that's so easily avoidable.
And it we is. Literally decided to go, like, 3 hours before we went. Like, we bought tickets.
Yeah. True.
How much were your tickets last minute?
180.
Yeah.
We seen tickets at about 2 o'clock for $25.
Fuck off. Yeah.
And at that point, we were like, because we were like cleaning the house and stuff, and we were like, should we? But it was a little bit too late.
$25? I would have.
Yeah.
Oh,
bro.
It was crazy. Well, I had like
somewhere
4 hours
missing
sleep
out
and I was like,
milk so I can buy a stick. For $25.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it, I'll stay home and get stoned. How can I get some money?
Could have got 180 and bought himself a half.
Yeah.
Or a fucking quarter.
Fuck, imagine like, no, imagine being the person that got that ticket. You'd be
You'd
so
be
happy.
Stoked.
There was multiple, bro. It wasn't just one.
As if.
This was on
Tixel?
Yeah, Tixel.
They probably tried to do 225.
And just probably and fucked it up. Well, I saw ones on there for like $100.
Yeah.
And they sold real quick.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, no, I'm keen as.
Dude.
Keen.
Wildlands looks pretty G.
Wildlands is gonna be cool. Sold out.
Is
it? Dope. No, no, no. Not Wildlands is sold out. The festival sold out.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a festival called Sold Out.
Yeah.
Dude, true. It fucking confused me too.
Yeah. That confused the fuck out of me just now.
Like, is Woody okay?
Fuck, dude, there's like, another one at Frio Oval with...
Laneway?
No, it's not Laneway.
I'm keen for Laneway too.
Fuck.
Did you get tickets?
Not yet.
When is Laneway?
Have you? I really want to go to that
same.
One. Steve Lacey live would be sick.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Juicy Fest. Has T-Pain, T.I., The Game, Ashanti, The Songs. Who else is there that I don't know?
I've seen that one.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah. Looks
fucking,
pretty chill.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. Like they're just all like pretty old school, like 2000s.
Yeah. Legit.
Pretty
dope.
That doesn't sound pretty fun.
Sold Out looks sick, bro. It's got Smino.
Sold Out looks sick.
Fuck, who else is on there? I can only remember
I did
him.
Say Sold Out, actually.
Yeah, I think Bryson Tiller.
True.
That fucking...
Didn't he go to jail?
Nah, I think that's Tory Lanez.
That's the one. Yeah. What'd he do? Didn't he kill someone?
Nah, he shot Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, true.
Yeah, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Fucking hell. That's pretty bad, eh?
She's pretty bad.
I don't know if I believe it, eh? Nah, I actually don't know.
No, didn't he shoot her in the foot or something?
Oh, what a devastating injury.
Hot girl shit.
Oh, God. Oh, Summer Walker, bro.
Yeah,
bro. That'll be dope. Party Next Door.
Yeah, dude. It looks really good. And they're all like the same vibe, like that sold out. It almost explains it perfectly, dude.
Because it's like sold, like S-O-U-L-E-D, not S-O-L-D.
So... Well, I mean, it's more like R&B. But yeah, they're all like darty singers.
They lay down, eh?
It's cool, man. I'm keen.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. Bro, looks sick.
Did you guys check in for the biggest concert of the year?
What?
Fucking Eminem on Fortnite.
I was like, wait, what?
Can you actually do concerts on Fortnite?
Travis Scott did one.
But dude, what do you mean concert?
Oh, like, fuck, bro. Dude, it wasn't actually big before. I swear to God.
What do you mean... A concert on Fortnite, though.
Just because Fortnite's like a live game, and at a certain time, like
it
they'll announce it beforehand and shit.
Yeah,
it wasn't real. Like it was fucking a like, fake Eminem.
You go into the game, and it will take you just to a, like a universe or whatever, and it'll just like the Travis Scott one because I stayed up till like 1 a.m. for it.
Same. Shit was dope.
And he's just like a big ass Travis Scott over the ocean, just. Singing Sicko Mode, bro.
Yeah, it was like, boom. Oh, fuck.
What? Like, but is it him actually singing or is it just...
No, it would just be the... It's just the fucking song with a massive fucking car. Like, it's not real.
And you just teleport
around,
bro.
It sounds so bent and it is bent.
Yeah, it sounds gay as fuck.
It was sick, dude. It
sounds so dumb.
Bro, I bought the Travis Scott skin for like $35.
Bro, what's... Yeah,
is this the Eminem one?
Oh shit.
What the fuck? So it's like a cartoon.
Well, that's the game.
Like. Yeah.
Oh, dude. It's so bent.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Did you actually stay up for that?
No, not this, no.
But you did for Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like 2018 though, dude.
Oh, that would have blown him up. No wonder he's so big.
I mean,
now.
It did a little bit. To
maybe
be
it was 29.
Really?
Yeah. All the kids, bro.
True.
Like, 6-year-olds play that game, so he would have tapped into like all the fucking.
And then they all went to his concert and died.
And Woody also plays the game.
Yes.
Oosh.
Death.
Not needed.
Wait, real what'd you say, mature, Nathan?
Dude. Real mature.
No, I just said that fuck kids under 10 play that game, and so do you.
The camera can probably see my doodle right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
hot. Hopefully I can get a good image of it.
Hope so.
Yeah.
I want to know what percentage of the population plays Fortnite.
Didn't it drop large. Off a bit?
I'm telling you, it'd be quite large now after the OG Fortnite came back. True. They literally just added in, right? I'm a fucking nerd, right? But they literally put in a Lego game in the new season that just came out. It's a Lego Fortnite. They got Guitar Hero in there. They got fucking a racing car game and shit.
Is this in Fortnite?
Legit, bro.
What the fuck?
Added, like, yeah, it's fucking... Why? It's like, I was talking to my other mate. I was like, statistically, it'll be one of the biggest games of all time. Like, they added all this shit in. It looks like COD now.
Do you reckon Minecraft or Fortnite's better?
Oh,
I never played Fortnite.
Minecraft's probably more timeless because it will never change. It'll just be how it is.
Yeah, I reckon Minecraft's better, dude.
Minecraft do update it a fair bit, though.
I mean, like
they always add shit in, but the graphics stay the same, yeah.
And it doesn't need to change, like... If they made Minecraft look modern, it would be so shit.
Oh, well, you can get texture packs and stuff. True. That change it.
Yeah.
Will's a real Minecraft grinder.
Yeah, I was. I was a miner, bro.
Oh.
I was a
real
miner.
Josh Giddy,
real
right?
Miner.
Real Josh Giddy. Real bad man.
Jeez. Louise.
Fuck, that was a good win, eh?
What?
Of
It was almost a fucking
dude,
terrible
no
win.
Checking. Yeah, we nearly... Huh?
No one's checking for him.
Shut up, mate.
Sorry, mate.
You got a big game tomorrow.
Yeah. In-season tournament.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be...
home.
I wish I was watching that. I reckon that'll be so sick, bro.
I have it on the radio. Yeah. I won't be able to watch it.
On the NBA app? Do you get the radio?
Yeah.
Is the radio actually good?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Fucking good, bro. The commentators are really good. Like, they... Mm.
Like, footy radio.
Yeah.
Because they have to talk more.
Yeah, like, they'll literally go play-by-play, play, like, oh, Jason Tatum, cross, goes into the paint, pass out to Horford for the three, bang. Like,
yeah, fuck.
They'll explain it all.
And that's only on...
It's quite impressive, really.
Game
because they've got to be very fast-paced.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, I know footy is kind of fast-paced, but that'd probably be easier to commentate.
Not as quick as basketball, dude. Like, you got things happening in 0.3 of a second.
Yeah.
What do you reckon the hardest commentating sport would be? I'd say horse racing.
I would, was going to say horse racing.
Because they don't stop fucking talking. They're like, "Any up on the middle."
What?
Wait, I'll pull up. I'm going to pull up her.
Because they're going through the whole race, like, the whole time.
Yeah, true.
And then when people are moving up. Like, I just get confused with what horse is which.
Yeah.
Especially when they're, like, three wide, and the horse in the middle, you can't really see its number or anything.
Yeah, true. I can't stop thinking about those fucking cheesy fries I got when I left the festival yesterday.
Must have been pretty good.
They were really fucking good.
Yeah.
Wait, where was this?
When I left the festival, I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to get food.
Cheesy fries?
Yeah, like cheesy loaded fries, just from one of the food trucks there.
Oh, that sounds unreal.
It was fucking unreal.
They were tempting me.
Dude,
like,
I would go back to spilt milk just for that, just to lose everyone and get some cheesy fries and then sit outside like a loser by myself asking. I doubt these cunts are going to listen to this, but the two motherfuckers out the front that wouldn't let me connect to their hotspot so I could get an Uber.
Dogs. Well,
the devil has a special fucking place waiting. I'm actually fucking not good right now.
I was going to say, you don't look like you're feeling
Bethel.
The best.
No, I feel great. Yeah. I feel Bethel.
What dog's butt? That's Bethel. Come on.
And I said to them, because it was a couple. It was a dude and a chick. And, like, it looked like they might have just had a bit of a biff, because she looked like she'd been crying, and he looked pretty cross.
Damn.
But I was like, I'm not trying to be a shit cunt right now, but if you have reception... Can I please hotspot so I can fucking go home? Yeah. And they're just straight up like, nah, fuck off.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, fucking Jesus Christ.
That's fucked.
Whatever.
Should have shown him a lesson, bro.
Yeah, give him the one.
I should have thrown my cheesy fries at their face.
No, you should have given him the business, bro.
Just busted his face, bro.
Yeah.
I just walked away. I was like, fuck, not needed.
1-2, good night. Is that he said?
Play some 1-4.
Left, right, good night. I was trying to think of that for so left, long, right, dude. Good night. The 1-2, good night. Is that
real mature, dude.
Not needed, eh?
Not needed. Absolutely. But yeah, that was fucking annoying.
Damn. That's crazy. Yeah, listen to this. I say now and I want to see what if I can. Oh, fuck, it's gone.
No.
I ordered a mid pizza.
And then you didn't eat it?
Yeah.
Why did you not? Eat it today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was mid.
Fuck yeah.
It's fuck.
I like pizza, eh?
Did you say it's mid or mint?
Mid. Oh. Like, it wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the best.
Just I asked you if it was good and you said, yeah, it was mid as fuck. That's not good.
Well, like...
Bro, that's so, like, that's like...
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Just fucking... Oh, I can't even think of words right now, dude.
Neither.
Like...
I'm spethal.
Yeah, I'm spethal after last night.
Federal government. Oh, fuck off, advert.
The fuck, there was some people on one last night, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember when we bumped into fucking old mate? Oxlong?
Oxlong?
Oh, it's not his name. Fucking, I'm not going to say his name.
Oh, I'm trying to think of who that could be.
Fucking peeking.
Oh, yeah.
And he was trying to keep it cool and asked him. I was like, oh, how's the... Fucking, you know, how's the special stuff feeling?
Who's this?
Oh, I will tell you after.
Cut it out.
And then I saw him. I was like,
shit.
It's pretty mature.
It's just not needed.
It's not needed, dude.
Oh, my days.
Fuck, but he hasn't been around for the not needed thing.
Yeah. Oh, I feel left out, eh?
A little bit.
I was thinking about it on the way here. I was like, fuck, we're going to say it. And he's going to be like, the fuck?
Really not fucking needed, is it?
It's just from work, yeah. Yeah. It's just not needed.
I don't get it, though.
It's just like, oh,
what, guy from your work?
Yeah, a guy from work, like, the boss will ask him to do something or, like, say his name to talk to him, and he'll just be like, nah, not needed, because he doesn't want to talk.
Does he do it, or does he actually not do it?
No, he just says not needed and walks away.
Sounds like an alpha.
Doesn't give a fuck, bro. Like, yeah.
He's actually a bit of a looper, eh?
Yeah.
He's pretty funny, but like he looks like Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Must be a younger. Fucking legend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He's got 2 kids. He's trying to divorce his wife.
Oh, dude, I went to... Yeah, right, shit.
How is he trying to? Why can't he just do
it? That's what I asked him, because I thought they were already divorced. And then he was like, yeah, I'm still, like, trying to get rid of her and all this shit.
But my thought is...
Like, dude, you're on Tinder.
But how are you trying to divorce someone? Can't you just fucking do it?
He might just be sugarcoating it a bit.
I think the actual papers side of it...
Oh, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, like, it can get pretty...
Splitting the money in that, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and he's obviously paying child support and shit.
Like, figuring all that is a pretty long process, I think.
Yeah. Could imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think it'd be very fun.
Mm.
Fuck that.
Mm. Bro, I went to... Have you guys ever heard of the Little Guildford?
Yeah.
It's fucking mint, man. I think I told you I went there. You were talking about loaded fries before. It was like pork, barbecue pork loaded fries with like cheese and shit.
Oh, yummy.
That sounds good.
Up there with the fucking best chips I've ever had. Hey,
fuck, I'm hungry, eh? I'm getting real hungry talking about all this food.
Real bad, man.
Real bad, man. We need to make that a sound.
Yeah.
I feel like we...
Real bad, man.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
Nah. Dude, it's still be on there. That's goated.
Mm.
That's up there with the best of all time.
It's one of my favourite videos.
Mm.
I like... I'm a chicken nugget.
Did you see that video of the fucking...
What?
Have you seen that video?
No.
It's like a little fat kid. He's like... I'm a chicken nugget.
I think you sent it to me, eh?
It's old as fuck. It's like from Vine days.
Bro. Oh, true.
It's funny as fuck.
Did you see that video of the fucking the dad like walks up to the lake and there's an alligator in there. And he's like, what the hell? We were just swimming in here. Oh. And he's got like three little kids like standing there watching, and one of the kids pushes his brother into the fucking water.
Yeah.
And the gator just fucking
gets him.
You see it just going over.
Go, and then the video ends.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think
I might have saved it. I saw it today.
Bro, I seen one on Instagram and it was like two guys had escaped the cop car on a highway. He was stumbling out the car and he ran and kept stumbling and fell. A car's just come through and fucking cleaned him up.
I need to talk about this.
Go on.
My Instagram has been fucked lately.
It's unhinged, bro.
Yeah. It's crazy. They don't even come up with the warnings beforehand.
Mm.
It'll just be...
Real bad man.
Yeah, he looks like a bad man.
I can't find the video.
It's the reels. I think for like posts, they have to show disclaimers and that.
No, but not I even reels. See it on some reels.
Real?
Where it's like...
Real?
It'll be like some political. I'll be like, oh, do you want to see this? I'll be like, no, not really. But...
I always press yes, and then I'm like, oh. Yes. You gotta like at least give it a nudge, you know?
But bro, the ones lately, like, I scroll past one. It's this black guy going into a funeral full of white people for a black guy. He was obviously like a... Well, I don't know. He might have been friends with a bunch of white dudes. Or he was a big businessman. They look pretty.
Oh, so black people would only be friends with white people because they're businessmen?
No, I said he might just be friends with a bunch of black people. I mean, with a bunch of white people.
Not native.
Yeah,
no.
Not native.
Fucking native.
Yeah, I don't know. I read that in the comments. So that could have just been a piss take. But, yeah, he walks up to the front and he's like, say I want to slap this dude. They're all like, no, don't do it, don't do it. Bang! Slaps a dude who's like
the dead
open
guy.
Casket. Yeah.
Oh!
That reminds me. I saw one today. Shit. I think after talking to you yesterday about it.
Yeah.
Now it's fucked my algorithm.
Because
I saw one today and it was an open casket. But they've dressed the dead dude up in his like, in his gym outfit.
I think I've seen
And he's
that.
On a bench press doing incline.
Yeah.
But he's dead.
Yeah.
And everyone's walking past him and he's fucking... Incline bench pressing like 200 kilos or something.
It's pretty fucked.
It's so dumb. Why? Yeah. Whose idea was that?
What the fuck, bro?
Fuck yeah, this sounds good.
I think I might have sent it to you. And you. Oh, man.
Oh, dude, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's
right.
Actually making me cry. That's fucking hilarious, bro. That's so fucked up. That's fucked. That's...
Dude, then the... Literally the next one after the funeral was like a train from the driver's perspective, literally just driving along full speed. And there's these like three cattle running across the train track and an old dude like with them just plows straight over him, bro. I was like, fuck, man, I did not need to see that.
Yeah,
eh?
Fucking hell.
Like not needed.
That's so no, not
that needed. Is not needed.
Yeah.
It's probably, yeah.
I think I needed. Because I hate that shit, dude. Seeing people die and whatnot on videos is...
Yeah.
I hate it.
Do you remember, like, ISIS videos back in...
I never watched them.
Like, primary school /, like, start of high school?
Yeah. Fucking run the gauntlet, bro.
Oh. Like, people getting beheaded and shit. Yeah.
That shit's fucked.
Bro. You used to just be able to find them on YouTube. Yeah. And they just be there.
Back in the day.
Fucked. Yeah, it's fucking bad. I had a mate that was... like, oddly obsessed with watching him. And he'd always send them to me. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to see this.
Yeah, I've had a mate like that too. It's pretty fucked. I don't watch them, eh?
Nah.
They're scary, dude. Because you can tell they're real as well.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. Like, if it's shit, like... I don't even know, but... Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah.
It's cooked.
It's very cooked.
Why would you want to put that into your brain?
I reckon it scarred me for a bit, eh?
Yeah, it would have.
Oh,
that's
you know
what I think Instagram Reels is doing, bro.
Yeah, it would be.
I've seen the video of the guy in Sydney who got fucking shanked.
When that happened?
A year, maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah.
True.
I don't know the story exactly, and I don't know who it was, but it was like, it was big in the news or whatever, and the guy, it was like a fight between a few guys, and one of them had a knife, and he's run through, and he's just quickly gone like that, and then the guys with the knives walked back, and he's just stumbled for a sec, holding his neck.
Oh, you've told us about this, I think.
Man, yeah.
Fucked up.
And that just pisses, bro.
Yeah.
It's more the way he's just fallen to the ground.
Yeah.
That one fucked me up.
Getting stabbed might could possibly be like one of the worst ways to go, I reckon. Like I could not imagine that would feel good.
I don't know. Yeah. Obviously it wouldn't feel good, but then all of a sudden you'd just clock out. It wouldn't be slow. Well, I mean, it depends how
What would your ideal death be?
Bro, like, I've heard drowning's pretty dope.
Apparently drowning is the most euphoric way to die.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Because there's like 7 minutes or something where you're just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, you're dead, but you're not dead. So I reckon that'd be pretty tight.
You're like, fuck, drowning's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry would know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Too soon, dude.
Nah, it was a while ago now. Hey, I dreamt about it. It's fine.
Yeah, you caused it.
You dreamt about something very similar, but it was not that.
Yeah.
Completely different person.
I have heard that
yeah.
drowning's a pretty good way.
Either that or just shoot me in the head.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't, like...
What if you ended up, like, fitty?
Man, I survived.
Aim between the eyes. I reckon I'll
be... Yeah. That's fucked, as if you and got shot in the face and survived.
9 times.
Fuck that.
9 times.
Dude, have you guys watched Get Rich or Die Trying?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I have, actually.
That's probably one of my favourite movies. Like a gangster movie, like fucking cool. rap movie.
It's like a biopic, right?
I reckon it's... Yeah. I like it more than 8 Mile, eh? Because it's more like... Active. It's more
apparently, 8 Mile's like fake as fuck.
Real?
I've heard.
Eminem be capping.
Yeah.
He
apparently, he didn't even... Fucking live at 8 Mile.
Really?
Apparently. Nah,
surely that's just the fucking...
That's probably just people being angry.
Yeah. Many men wish death upon me.
So he got shot in the face 9 times.
Mm-hmm. Not in the face.
In the face, bro.
Well, he got really? Shot in the face, yeah.
9 times in the face.
All in the face.
Yeah, I'll show you.
True, I didn't think it was all in the face, eh? I didn't know
that. Was it on the 4th of July as well?
I'll have a look.
What the fuck?
I love that. Yeah, no shit.
What the fuck?
It shattered his jaw, obviously.
May 24th.
I thought he got like one in the fucking jaw and that busted him up there. I thought he got him like all over, eh?
I thought that as well, but now I'm thinking about it. I think it was all in the face.
Just someone's just pumped iron into him.
Like, yeah, like, just bang, bang.
Well, maybe though, because. When he shot him, it would have been a few times. I'm assuming it was body or something. But then when he was lying on the ground, he got shot in the face as well.
Yeah.
That's lucky.
It couldn't have been all 9 to the fucking face.
No, he wouldn't survive 9 minced. Shots to the face. Yeah.
I couldn't find it, eh? Sorry, I was just fucking thinking.
Hey, Siri.
That's crazy.
Cheers.
That's fucking...
How many times did 50 Cent get shot in the face?
It'll say... 9.
Okay, I found this on the web for how many times did 50 Cent get shot in the face. Check it out.
Bro, since
when
were
you... Yeah, it was all over.
Since when were you connected? That's cool. Yeah. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't realise that either.
Yeah, that was...
connected yesterday.
A sweet nice, surprise.
Bro. Yeah. Thanks, dude. We're listening to Daddy Dom before we went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see him or nah?
Nah. My sister... It actually pissed me off.
I was going to ask you why you were pissed off at your sister.
Because she was the one being fucking so serious about sticking together and shit.
Yeah.
And like, I know I did leave, but then I saw her today and I was like, I told you I was going.
Mm.
She's like, no, you didn't. You told Nathan. I was like, I told both of you.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't just tell Nathan.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, if I knew you were going, I would have made us come with you. I was like, you did know. I told you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Bruh.
It was when she fucking... Because I got home and she called me and she was like, oh my God, where are you?
Trey.
Like, that was so fun and all this shit. I was like, I'm at home. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Get ready for work.
Yeah. She was like, oh.
I felt pretty bad when I lost her because I was like, fuck. It's with sister. I was like, I should be okay.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Fun times.
Mm.
Just making memories with the boys, eh?
You!
Hang 10,
the
dude.
Boys.
Hang 10.
Sundays are for the lads.
What the fuck? Oh, that's so queer.
Yeah.
Sunday. Bro,
hey, did you see Billie Eilish came out?
Where?
What? It's gay. Oh,
bullshit. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. Is she bi? Let's be honest. It just says Billie Eilish has come out as queer. So, could mean anything.
Billie Eilish.
Could mean all 90 different things. Yeah, she does.
She kind of dropped off a bit, eh? She was massive, and now no one really cares.
Yeah, I reckon a shit ton do care. It's just... are you a Billie Eilish fan? Like,
she's got a song that's, like, pretty poppin'.
True.
On the charts, I think.
Like at the moment.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, you know when people, like, come up and they go massive, everyone hears about them, but then over time, it's just their fans that were, like...
Yeah.
If you sort of know what I mean.
Mm.
I know what you mean, bro.
It's the same with this sort of stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Lots of people...
What, podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of people may know who, like, Joe Rogan podcast is, but they don't, like, they might not be fully fans of it.
Yeah, true.
Mm.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Zesty, bro.
Yeah, it was. Should we wrap this bitch up?
Yahoo! Darty.
Darty, Anna. Probably can't say that. It's okay though.
Barely honest.
Not needed.
Who the fuck is Tinkers? Tinkers! Yeah!
Tell them to bring out the homos.
Count the pimp. Count the pimp.
Ross me, daddy.
Who the fuck is Tinkers?